SBS Radio.
There have been long lines outside Centrelink all this week. They're the hundreds of thousands around the country who are suddenly without work because of the COVID-19 crisis. But thousands of those who are jobless can't join the queue, temporary visa holders. Kiwi filmmaker Tom Chapman is among them, having supported himself and other contractors for 6 years, making corporate and independent films.
We fall into this kind of little gap between being a permanent resident and being here on a foreign visa. And it's an indefinite gap. This little loophole that exists for as long as we happen to be here.
Now he doesn't know how he will stay afloat for the next few months.
It's a real shame that there are so many people like me who are trying to find answers and literally can't, or have to go and stand up outside Centrelink queuing right next to people coughing.
The Department of Immigration's latest numbers show there are 2.4 million temporary visa holders in Australia. More than 600,000 of them are New Zealanders on special category visas. Andrew Giles is the opposition's multicultural spokesman. He says migrants in Australia need reassurance they will be looked after.
And I think across the community there's a lot of confusion and anxiety about what's happening. And that's compounded for people who don't know if there's going to be support there for them if things go wrong.
Anne Rustin, the Federal Families and Social Services Minister, says she now has powers to grant emergency Centrelink access to those who normally wouldn't get it.
What we don't want to have is families and groups of people who don't have any form of livelihood, who are currently living through a pandemic, you know, where they don't have access to healthcare or to basic needs such as shelter, accommodation and food. We need to be able to provide that universally right across the community that is within our borders.
But there are no answers yet as to who will be considered. Advocates are expressing concern for visitors whose lives are in limbo. The Migration Council of Australia says there is a significant number of workers whose ability to live in Australia depends on their employment. Many of them in hospitality and tourism, the industries hit hardest by the pandemic. CEO Carla Wilshire says those workers must not be forgotten by the system.
I already have the capacity to grant what we call special benefit to those people on visas that would not otherwise be eligible to Australian Social Security payments if they are in a time of financial hardship. That is already in place, but yesterday they supercharged those PAS by the regulation last night, which means that I can look more broadly at all of them.
With borders closed, temporary residents can't leave, but many will need a lifeline. Naveen Razik, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.